This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from deep in the heart of Texas. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Got the one and only Junior Brown bringing us in. Talk about therapy. Listen to some of his rockabilly, surf, belly music, and that will put me at ease. So let's listen to about 60 seconds of this. Cars. All right, we got a lot coming up. Big guest today, Daniel Estulin. We also have this initiative with veterans and patriots to speak out and stand up for the president and stand up for America, because when Trump won the election, the real war just started. You're seeing that. They have gone from lying 99% of the time to just creating whole false realities where it's like lying squared, where they create lies built on lies built on lies that are lies. They don't just lie about something that happened. They create whole new fake systems and kind of a grid layer to put you into a complete fantasy land. Almost like The Village out of The Prisoner, where it's just this whole context. And that's what, I forget which CIA director it was back in the 60s. He was obsessed with the Russians creating this grid. He was talking about a false reality and manipulations for the manipulations. But that was because that's what they were trying to set up themselves. And so once you get into the manipulations of so many Machiavellian lies, you don't even know whose side you're on once you put yourself into that. Those that are trying to deceive become the most deceived, instead of being straight shooting. And now Europe has brought in all these Turks. They've been politically activated. They've got families back home. They're saying they're going to start overthrowing Europe, bullying Europe into political submission to the Middle East, open the borders more, or they'll burn things down. Let more of us in or we'll kill you. That's Reuters. Erdogan says Turks in Europe should defy grandchildren of Nazism. Even though the Turks have famously worked with German expansionism, and they were allied with Merkel. But you can also search, their minister called for a holy war 2 weeks ago, and it began. More burnings, more crashes, more stabbings, more shootings, more killings, more murder, more death. And that's what they're running around doing now. And the Chinese now are rioting in Paris because one Chinese citizen got shot by police in some house. And so now, you can't riot here in China, but go riot over there. That's what globalism's all about. Exporting populations in, telling them never to assimilate, having leftists you're allied with in the country say don't assimilate. That's globalism. I mean, would China let tens of millions of Americans in and let them have enclaves and let them defy the government? The answer is absolutely not. But then China, who executes their own people with mobile execution bans and kills political dissidents for no reason, including just innocent Buddhists, they can lecture France on their police state. China calls for explanation after Paris police fatally shoot Chinese man. What? There's not even witnesses of what went on. It was in some house. The point is that China will execute you on the side of the street for no reason. They leave dead bodies in the streets in China. Because if you show interest in somebody that's hurt, then you own the problem. So it's about completely not caring about anybody. And we get lectured by the communist Chinese, the biggest mass murderers in history. Now I'm going to play some excerpts of a powerful, very rare, exclusive interview with Matt Drudge that Michael Savage got in studio last Friday that hits some key issues of what Trump needs to do to defeat the globalists. Then we'll get into the Supreme Court nomination. We'll get into the IRS is still persecuting people. Stay with us.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at deducteverything.com. That's deducteverything.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
If you don't watch it, you're going to end up like Jason Adderley's boy. Deal me out this hand, Jason. I'm about to bust. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought this was the bathroom. Oh, good Lord!
Scanning. Control. Manipulate scientific data. Take over. Blast. Control world government. Shut down infrastructure. Ship everything to China. Look at this person.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Matt Drudge is a very humble person, but he has the number two most visited website in the world after MSM.com, DrudgeReport.com. And Drudge, I can tell you, has done more in the last really decade to battle globalism and to expose its tyrannies and to expose its plan as a giant megaphone or a huge amplifier of my work and so many others' work. WorldNet Daily, the list goes on and on, Dr. Corsi, that he is the MVP. The MVP of the last 2 years is Donald J. Trump and the American people, seeing through MSM's lies. But the way Drudge quietly works behind the scenes, not just on air, once every couple of years or every day on his website, is amazing. And he came here a year and a half ago and laid out everything that was going to happen. MSM in collapse, globalism in collapse. They're going to attempt to censor us next year. That was 2016. They did it, and now it's all happening. Of course, he had a high-level Supreme Court justice source, the other conservative, the one that's not dead, the one that's about to be the longest living and serving. It's no secret. And a lot of stuff he told me I can't talk about, but I already, from my sources, have a lot of the same intel. I mean, I've got intel from the former the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, former head national security advisor, national security agency, National Security Council. And what's crazy is almost all these people are actually patriots and don't like globalism and want to make America great again. But it's the patriot group, the military, some of the intelligence agencies, against the Ivy League, the foundations, the big banks, the globalists, and they cannot stand the globalists, ladies and gentlemen. That's why MSM, I finally figured it out about 6-7 years ago. I was never anti-military, but I was anti-gun confiscation drills, anti, you know, the police mission, till I realized, oh my gosh, I read some white papers. The globalists all over the world are giving police and military bad missions, giving the bad guys intel so they fail on top of it to demonize their number one enemy and get good people to give up and leave these agencies and groups so the evil can take over. And since I figured that out, boy, it's like the clouds opened and things have just got better and better by the minute. Let me tell you who's really evil. It's us, the American people on average. Myself included. We're decadent slobs. We don't appreciate what we've got. We always blame somebody else. We have to change the country by our decisions and what we do, and we've got to take action. I don't care if you're a veteran or just a citizen or an auto mechanic or a farmer or a doctor or a lawyer or a police officer. This country and the world is in crisis. We've got such great future ahead if we just reject globalism and modern anti-human eugenics-based liberalism. So meeting with Rand Paul, encouraging him to be the big conservative stalwart leader, which he's doing. Meeting and encouraging me. And I know what he does behind the scenes with other key people. And he's just got such good advice. It's almost like, you know, to use the Lord of the Rings analogy, like Gandalf out there doing his important work behind the scenes, invisible. He's not just invisible on the air and invisible in photographs. He's literally behind the scenes doing amazing work. So we salute Matt Drudge. I'm going to air a few of these clips back-to-back ahead of our next very informative guest that's joining us. But here's Matt Drudge. Something doesn't feel right in D.C. than another. Matt Drudge claims Trump has actually saved the media. Well, he doesn't claim it. That's the YouTube headline. The media was completely dead. They've gotten a dead cat bounce. Their ratings are actually up to what they were 5-6 years ago now because of Trump. That's in the Nielsen ratings today. So I love how he made everything interesting again because it was such a stagnant swamp. And that now that there's actually a fight and a chance again, and the parties really are in a battle, at least at one level, now people are tuning in because it's interesting again. Politics is interesting because now it's real. It's not like a Don King boxing match or where all the horses are owned by the same guy. It doesn't matter who wins. This is real, folks. Republican and Democratic establishments against Trump and the American people, and Trump just keeping his head down desperately. Now, Drudge says some things, and I'll play both these clips right now, and then we're going to go to break and meet with our guest, where he says, you know, he just needs to ignore the media and move forward. I agree. He should ignore the media and responding to their bull. He should put out his message and what he's doing directly in fireside chats. And then he goes on and says he needs to use his charisma more. He's not really doing it. Well, that means get back in front of the people yourself in your own events, Trump. You do that, it's over. You do what Ross Perot did in the campaign with those little informationals he did, you'll do it better. You were the top TV ratings ever, probably globally. Do it, Trump. Use your real strength. Let's start playing these clips. Here's Matt Drudge on Michael Savage.
Well, I was in D.C. this week. I couldn't wait to get out of there. You know, nonstop sirens, nonstop bomb threats, a very strange feeling in the air. I grew up in D.C. It was never like that. A sense of something is not right. You know, the highest percentage of Hillary voters was where? Washington, D.C.
Really?
Trump is living in a place with the highest percentage of people who voted against him. It would have been as if Hillary went to Wyoming.
No, it'd be like Michael Savage broadcasting in San Francisco.
Come on. So maybe it can work.
It works.
Maybe it can work. All right, early days, Rasmussen, who I trust, who was literally the closest in the general election. People don't realize that. Rasmussen actually got it right. He is showing danger for Trump. I don't think that's fake. I think he is showing danger. I think attacking the Freedom Caucus was calculated. To get something through the House, that still doesn't mean he can get it through the Senate. You've got McCain who's going to block. You've got Lindsey Graham who's going to block. So Donald Trump has been dealt a very bad hand here. Does the audience understand that? He has a bad hand. And that's just the way it is. Now, do you leave the casino altogether? Do you go to a take a break? Does he take a break?
You told me you think he should disappear for a while.
Well, you know, Nixon wasn't in your face. Since when did the president become someone who was in your face daily? I wish he would just go to work behind the scenes. Just go away behind the scenes and go to work.
Don't be so...
But I think with after Bill Clinton, you had to be in the public face every day. You had to be a part of the pop culture. Obama took it to new heights. Mm-hmm. The cover of People magazine every other week or you're out of favor. Mm-hmm. I don't think President Trump needs to be out front every day saying something. I think we would respect him if he got serious things done. And the end result, you judge the tree by the fruit. Melania is moving into the White House. Could this help to soften some of Trump's edges?
Will they care, though, Matt?
Nancy Reagan is billed as a secret behind Ronnie. That she soothed him. She played watchdog.
Please, this is a family show.
Okay.
Is that what they did with each other? She was the watchdog?
She was the watchdog. I do think having Melania there and the son there. Yeah, you're right. The Rosies.
They'll pick on
the Rachels. The Rachel. I dare you, Rachel Maddow. Go after the son. I dare you.
Go ahead, Matt. Give it to her.
I dare you, Rachel.
Give it to that sick
but you know,
freak. Give it to that sick freak.
But hold on a second. I'm getting a little bit nervous about the media situation. Do you know the media was near death? The New York Times was holding on to the short hairs. Do you know Vanity Fair was going under? CNN barely had a fraction. Mm. Some of the networks had NAs. Do you know what an NA is in race and ratings? No. Not able to register.
Unbelievable.
Trump has saved the media.
By Trump?
Record ratings now.
Why?
Because the opposition is consolidating. They're following every bouncing ball. People actually believe Trump is a Russian agent.
Oh,
but this is the drugged ones. This is the drug ones. How do you get them off? Anyway, I don't mean to hog the airtime here. No, I'm not hogging.
You don't do radio. I love it.
Hold on a second here. Ken FTL down in Southern Florida, you're on the air with Drudge and Savage.
Savage, you're talking about what should Trump do? Do exactly what he's been doing. Run the country. It's been just over 60 days. And I'm getting a little tired of every time I listen to a station, including the conservative ones. Oh, he's in trouble. Oh, my God. What?
I like the passion, at least. That's a little more, thank you. They should put him in.
Here's the question. Should he get harder, Matt, or should he back off and be Mr. Softy? Well, you're the media maven. Wait. You know, the man sitting here in my broadcast chair is a personal friend of mine. We've known each other for a number of years. You don't know two people on earth who had more to do with Donald Trump getting elected.
I don't know that.
Well, okay, I'll take response. You don't have to say that. I'll take it. You know why I backed Donald? I didn't know him at all. His message was my message, borders, language, culture. He wanted a wall. He wanted to restore the faith in America. He wanted to restore our faith in the cultural basis of this country. So I figured let's go for it because the opposition here is against everything I believe in. But I saw that you were pretty consistently...
I come at it from a different side. I like Donald the man even before he ran. I think he is one of the most fascinating Americans that have ever lived in the modern era.
Mm.
He is a throwback. You talked about an old school.
Yeah.
An old school. He's old school. Part of me is his personality is not being totally used here.
Mm.
The charm. The guy who ran the hotel. The guy who had a number one TV show with The Apprentice. And don't mock me, Rachel. Come on. This is part of charisma. Charisma is needed in this job.
All right, let's stop right there. Now, that's a big compliment from Matt Drudge, not to myself, but to Paul Watson when they had dinner in London. years ago was, Alex, is Americana a real throwback? And I'm like, wow, being called an Americana throwback, that's the compliment I want. Matt Drudge, amazing. Michael Savage, amazing. Full interview at SavageNation.com. It's also up on InfoWars.com. We'll be back with an American patriot and hero who's standing up for the Republic in one of its most key hours. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Well, last week we had Chris Pronto or Tonto on, the great heroes of the Benghazi debacle. We've had so many other great patriots on, like Craig Sawyer on, exposing the child pedophile rings the elites are running from his federal law enforcement sources. He is a federal officer and also a famous Navy SEAL and one of the leaders, one of their main teams. We'll just leave it at that. But It is so exciting to see the military, veterans, and others standing up for Trump on social media, but also at city halls, you name it, speaking out, because we're in an information war. The globalists are trying to take the country back. They're putting everything they can to bring down Trump. And so, because it was the military that said no to backing Al-Qaeda in Syria, and it has been the military and intelligence agencies that helped the American people get informed with WikiLeaks, not the Russians, about what happened. I've called on the military, veterans, and current active duty, you name it, to do something that's pretty easy to do compared to what it was. It was hard to stand up against Obama because he was, you know, the president. You're not supposed to do that, supposedly, even though you are. But now we have a president, the media saying, don't stand up for your president, actually trying to bring the country back. So the war just started on November 8th, ladies and gentlemen, and you can see that now. And a great patriot that my sources have told us about is Blake Miles. So we appreciate his courage, not just for the Republic, but now here in the homeland, standing up for our nation. And I won't get into his whole bio. We're going to take the rest of the hour. Former United States Army Special Forces Green Beret and engineering and intelligence sergeant. And then I won't go over all of his degrees and bios, all the things in active duty he's done. But he comes highly recommended. He's got several websites we'll put up on screen. Steamit.com, at BlakeMiles84, Twitter, BEMiles84. If folks want to get in contact with him and follow his important work. But we put the call out, modern Paul Revere's, for other Paul Revere's, to sound the alarm that, hey, the fight has just begun. And Drudge just went on Michael Savage and said, hey, we're in crisis. I mean, they've got COG ready. They're in newspapers saying kill Trump, removing. Something nasty's going on. And like Tonto said last week, they're clearly trying to get an overthrow set up. It's going to be resisted. We need to let them know. You try illegal stuff, it's going to be resisted. We don't want violence. We're winning peacefully. So we're trying to affect the future battle space in the info war, or physically. Now, Blake, we got a few minutes to break here, but I want to try to let you talk. I'm famous for interrupting when I get excited like a dog yapping, but we've never talked before, but thanks for coming on. What's your view on what's currently happening in the world?
Honored to be here. Well, the most interesting thing that I found with Trump was that he gets inside the enemy's head, and that's something that I haven't really seen before. Growing up, I didn't really see Reagan too much because that was before my time. I was still young. So I originally wanted Cruz to win. And then around June or July timeframe, I started recognizing that Trump gets underneath the media skin. He gets underneath the progressive skin. And that's something that it's usually flipped. It's usually flipped like we're the patriots, the Americans, the people who believe in the Constitution, we get riled up by everything that they're doing. When finally, now here's someone that everything he does has a tweak to it, has something that riles
the... He knows how to turn the knife.
Precisely. And I never learned this while I was in Special Force. I actually learned it afterwards, but something called an OODA loop, which is learned by pilots. It's observe, orient, decide, and act. And it basically describes the pattern of, if you're in a dogfight, if you can get inside someone else's decision-making process, you can change the outcome of the battle.
You can throw them off.
Yeah. And that's what I noticed Trump was able to do, even now, every time he tweets. That's one of my favorite things with Trump, is every time he tweets, there's usually just a tiny tweak in there that sets people off. And I think it's interesting what Savage and Drudge are talking about, is that, you know, what should he be doing more of? I think they're exactly right. He needs to use his charisma more. He needs to, like you're saying with the fireside chats, he needs to get out in front more. But the reason that he needs to do more of that is because it gets inside of the OODA loop of the entire globalist establishment. Because everything he does, it just they hate him, obviously. So him just talking about puppies or something is gonna set them off. So there needs to be more of him getting out in front. And I like the fireside chat idea. But
Blake Miles, let's talk about it when we come back, because you brought up an angle here that's so beautiful. That's right. He gets under their skin. Finally, we're on the initiative. We're not letting them lecture us. He's the only Republican to not be rolling over and let them dictate. If the rest of the Republicans did it, we'd save the country in a week. So this is critical. Wargaming, psychological warfare against the globalists, using the truth. How do we win? Straight ahead with a former Green Beret in intelligence. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans.
You talk about creepy. Russian police focus on Islamic suspects who went on the train minutes before it blew up, killing now 12 people and injuring dozens others. And he's got the Ayatollah Khomeini look with the skull cap and the beard and all the rest of it. That's up on Infowars.com. Totally and completely creepy. And again, 5 million, quote, refugees, invaders of Syria, people that invaded Syria, Wahhabis to take it over. It was a watered-down Shiite state, but was more inclusive, and are now going into Turkey and now into Europe and now to the U.S., 80% military-age men. And the Saudis the last 2 years have threatened the Russians, don't stop our invasion of the rest of the Middle East or we'll bomb you. So Saudi Arabia has said they do this. They're the main suspects. We'll ask our guest, former Green Beret and intelligence, what he thinks about all this in just a moment. But homemade explosive devices diffused in St. Petersburg metro after deadly blast. We ended up finding deep earth crystal sources of the purest iodine for our Survival Shield X2, the good halogen that just has done amazing things for myself and so many others. 3,000 plus reviews on Power Reviews, 4.8 stars out of 5. Nobody's got that because we were getting the purest kelp, which was about a third as strong and not as pure, but still the best at the time. And we discovered from big drilling rigs and a few places in the U.S. were getting it for pharmaceutical companies. And we thought, well, Dr. Group has a DEA license for some of his facilities. Let's get this, because you have to have DEA approval to get pure iodine, because you can. It's a precursor for a bunch of stuff. Anybody who's watched Breaking Bad knows that. This is the kind of stuff drug heads will break into your office and try to steal. But this is an undisclosed location in another state from Texas. And then it's put into the palm oil, and then you get the best stuff out there that really goes into your bloodstream and has amazing effects. Be sure and talk to your doctor first, but it's very, very safe, certified as safe. It's an element that you die without. We're running out of it. The oil company, gas company that drills for it wants a lot more money. They haven't gotten more of it since we bought a ton of it a year ago. We're about to sell out of the run we have, but I'm still offering it at 30% off. We sold out of the BioTrue Selenium, 30% off. We sold out of our fluoride-free toothpaste in the adult formula. Bubblegum just came in today, by the way. It has the iodine and the colloidal silver and stuff, but it's bubblegum flavor. It doesn't have a bunch of peppermint. It's too strong for kids in it. That's now available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And that's how you fund us. They've hit our sponsors. They've shut us down over the years. They taught us how to fund ourselves, selling products direct. And guess what? Made us more successful than ever. Thanks for all the attacks, globalists. You just made us stronger, like Nietzsche said. That doesn't kill us, only makes us stronger. Or like the Bible says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Unless it's in God's plan that we get struck down as an example, that's fine. I don't care. But we have Super Blue bubblegum flavor now available. Right on time, as we sold out this weekend of the adult formula. And this is great for adults as well, but this is the toothpaste for your family, and it supports the broadcast. But the iodine is going to go up to full price tomorrow. It'll take maybe a week to sell out at full price, and then it'll be a while till we get more, and that's going to be full price once we get it, because we don't know if we're going to get more of X2, and I've been selling it almost 5 years, never told you that. That's what's happening. I hope it comes through, but I'm not going to sit there and get put over a barrel. I'm going to find other sources or whatever, because I don't want to sell this for $100 a bottle or whatever, because, you know, oil companies tell me, well, it's too expensive to extract it, and we're just going to leave it in the ground, or we've got people that want to buy it for more, whatever. There's more than one group we can get this from. We just have to ferret around with oil companies and gas companies and figure it out and then test it and make sure it's as good. It is an incredible source from pretty close to Texas. Not Texas, but close. And the next best stuff, or even better, they say, is from Brazil. So we'll see what happens. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, Blake Miles is our guest for the balance of the hour. Blake Miles is a former United States Army Special Forces Green Beret, engineer and intelligence sergeant. He's involved in a lot of other amazing things as well today, and he joins us to go over a lot of issues. I want to talk to him about cryptocurrencies as well. He's an expert on that. But Blake, you brought up, that's why I love getting veterans on, especially operators on, because you always have great angles. Looking at Trump, their attacks on him, how he's finally goes on the offense, but the Republican cowards, even his own inner circle, keep bowing and thinking groveling to the system is going to protect them. So you got the floor of the next 12 minutes. Tell us from your perspective what Trump needs to do, where he needs to go, and what the American people need to do, because this is the battle for the Republic.
Well, what you're saying about he has enemies around him, and that's you make that blatantly obvious. It'd be the equivalent of getting into a firefight and, you got your buddies next to you and around you shooting across you and aside from you and doing all sorts of things to attract fire on you, which is the opposite of what you need. So he has to do more to rile up, what we're doing right here, getting
energize the base. See, I said I'm going to give you the floor, but you're so on target. It's true. Energize the base, declare what's going on, and say, all I've got you, the people. All I've got you. I'm trying to deliver. Help me. And he doesn't want to look weak. He's not weak. He's in there with like 100 wolves around the lion.
And actually, one of the things that got me when Tim Reams and Quentin were on the show when they did that first call for action for veterans, what really inspired me to reach out, I mean, aside from wanting to support Trump to begin with, was I've been a lot more active in like 4chan and Reddit and the David Brock. He's one of my least liked individuals in the world at this moment.
He's sworn to destroy me publicly.
I'm not a fan of him. But anyway, seeing the work that he does with Correct the Record before the election, during the election, and now they've changed their name and their tactics to Share Blue or whatever. What they do is they have paid people and bots and botnets and whatever other tools they can get from whoever else they have access to basically control the narrative. They get on all of these forums, specifically like Facebook and Twitter, and you can see all those, but also in 4chan and the 4chan politically incorrect channel, important stories, important threads get slid by a bunch of nonsense stories by people going on there and posting irrelevant stuff or posting stupid stuff that has no point. So the thing that I wanted, that I recognize a need for, is that I don't see the same sort of thing. If I had a wave of magic wand, there would be a fund that would we could pay people to do the exact same thing, but on our side. Like there needs to be something countering this this paid propaganda machine that
exactly. Soros put 200 and something million into one march alone. He's putting hundreds of millions that we know of into the bots. They admit they're botting everybody. They're hitting us on YouTube, InfoWars, everywhere with lies, dirty tricks I can't even talk about on air. And then meanwhile, they accuse us and our success of Russian bots when there is no such thing. They've done nothing for us.
The Alinsky tactic of accusing others of the exact same thing you're doing. And with what they're doing on there is I actually noticed that the first time I actually noticed this sort of tactic was in Bitcoin. There's actually kind of a civil war that happened in Bitcoin, and I can see the reason why, because it's a very disruptive technology. But what happened is there's two sides that formed. There's two factions that formed between them, and I recognized that there was these tactics of divide and conquer going on in these on Reddit. There's two factions that form, and I recognized it, and I could see the difference, the same patterns, and I see the same patterns now with what is going on in the political realm, where the Trump people who support Trump are being divided from people who are classic Republicans or classic conservatives or just Americans that don't pay attention because they're working every day. It's the Russian drumbeat is the same, that it's the same thing that divides us from each other working towards the goal of, you know, Americana, like you say. And, but yeah, David Brock specifically, the pinned tweet I have is a story about, him cheating the IRS out of like $1.2 million, from not reporting taxes. And, If I'd like to see him go down, we need a targeting cell, honestly. I mean, there are a lot of former.
If we're going to have Victor, we've got to have targets to bring down. He wants to bring me down. I'm the target. Let's bring him down. How do we do it legally and lawfully? That's right. Let's bring down David Brock. He wants a head on. Let's do it.
I know for a fact that there are a lot of former special operations guys, that it's hard to translate work. Like the work we do in special operations is really hard to translate into the civilian world. But, you know, we have intelligent minds that see a lot of different angles. I'm not bragging about myself here, but I recognize the pattern enough with team guys. We see things very similarly.
Being conscious. You just have to start looking and then actually put yourself into that mode.
Yep. And but we want to be in a fight. Like me, there's a desire to get into this fight because I recognize the fight that's going on right now. And what really brought me into this fight was when I first heard the clip of the heavy breathing band at the Comet Ping Pong. That the whole rabbit hole there is what really ignited this flame in me. And I completely agree with the path that you went on. The pizza place was the honeypot, but the bigger story goes much, much deeper. And it's once I understood what was going on there, I couldn't turn away. It's like what Craig Sawyer was talking about.
Exactly. I mean, once you know this is going on with children on a wider scale, and they're making jokes about it, then it's like, as a man, you're just, no, there's no more fear. You're totally committed. I mean, or you're actually aiding and abetting it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have two kids myself, and it's something that I haven't been able to shake from my brain. So to your original question, like what can be done? And I guess I could tie it into the cryptocurrency, Bitcoin thing, is it would be possible to raise funds through digital currency and disperse it based on the amount of output that people are doing. There needs to be groups of we could get groups of former special operations people that want to get into this fight, that want to get into this psychological operation, because that's exactly what it is. But there's David Brock has a 501c3 that openly engages in psychological warfare against the United States and against the Constitution. And he is there's a charity for it. So, well, 501c4, I'm not sure what he has. But anyway, we can do the same sort of thing with much, much higher quality people. You know, he pays pennies to people that sit in rooms, dark rooms all day and, you know, hammer out trolling. So.
Oh, and I love how on the show Homeland, they act like I'm running all this and have rooms of fake stuff. We're just covering what's going on. In fact, here's an article out of the Daily Signal. Obama's IRS chief who dodged impeachment continues under Trump. There is total rebellion against Trump. The bureaucracy is just ignoring him. He can't even get his people in. That shows how good he is. But the whole system is in open, total rebellion. It's insane.
It goes back to the PSYOPs thing and back to what I said earlier about the OODA loop is because Trump is so outnumbered and because his allies are very limited in his immediate circle.
We have to do it.
Yeah. They're in his OODA loop right now because he's backpedaling and there's just not enough. We have to regain that momentum that we had, you know.
And Trump understands that fundamental. When you're doing right, you've got to move forward no matter what. These people think grovel to the media, they're going to leave you alone. No, that's like cutting your wrist with great white sharks, man. You got to go on the attack, especially when you've got the high ground. It's time to destroy these people. They're fighting for their lives. They lied about the election. They got caught rigging it. They're the ones that back radical Islam. They're the criminals. They're the ones paid off by the Chinese and the Russians. And you just see, it's just, we need to go on total offense right now.
One thing that's changed, it's been a paradigm shift for me, is with this whole pedogate thing, is I never understood why it seemed that every time there was an opportunity for our political, the political parties to do something that would most likely benefit the American people, anytime they had that chance, it never worked out. It never played out the way that it could have or it should have. I never understood why. But now I'm starting to wonder if, well, I really don't even wonder anymore. I think that this pedogate thing is at the pinnacle of a blackmail compromising system that runs across.
Oh, that's
the globe.
It. Sex compromise doesn't work anymore. This is a sex compromise off.
Yeah, I can't imagine affairs don't bring down politicians anymore. You know, drug use doesn't bring down politicians, but you know. Yeah.
In fact, they're told you've got to do this, at least with underage, you know, first at 17, you know, 18-year-old, whatever. You've got to cheat on your wife to get in the club. I've talked to high-level folks. Say you're in the FBI. Then it's, oh, she's 17. Just do it. We'll trust you. Then they're 15. Then they're 8. Then they're 10. Then you've got to run security while they're doing a ritual, you know, having sex with kids. Then it's kill them. I've talked to people involved. They say it is the most evil stuff they've ever seen. I'm talking to guys that have been in special ops 30 years, seen the most horrible stuff, and they say this is beyond. They said it's pure Satanism. And a lot of these guys are even atheists, as you know, and some of them in special ops don't believe in government, any of it. They think it's all bull. They actually go, I don't know why it's so evil, but it's real. They're devil worshiping.
I'm a believer, firm believer.
Well, I've talked to people, not just Craig, others. They've been on the raids. I mean, Craig won't talk about this. It's all classified. And they're now getting ready to go public because they catch them with the kids and with dead kids. And then it just gets shut off. And then finally, it's only happening because Trump says, I'm backing you, and gave him a green light, just like he gave special ops a green light to go after ISIS leaders. And they go, oh, he's reckless, letting special ops pick the targets. Well, they're right there looking at the guy. What do you think about that?
That was one of the more frustrating things that I had while I was active duty, was that it felt like more often than not our hands are tied with a lot of things we couldn't do. I mean, it's what we're trained for. It's what we're obviously there's a chain of command, but you know, if you tie the hands of,
you've got the target in place, you got to wait 2 hours when it goes back to the White House.
Yeah.
And Obama's on vacation, you know, with his $65,000 worth of hot dogs.
Yeah. Well, I firmly believe that this is a battle between good and evil at this point, and the Pedogate stuff proves that, and it's going to force people to make that decision of what side they want to fall on.
Blake Miles, stay there. I agree. And Trump is greenlining the police and military to go after the bad guys. So you want a leader that was greenlining it? He's doing it. Now it's up to us.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Watch me.
Watch me.
Watch something.
got it. Watch me. I got it. Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about.
I got soul. And I'm super bad. In a good way. I'm not out to get people, and I know you're not, and you're the most awesome audience ever.
And I'm super bad.
I can't hardly go to sleep now, though. We're in such an epic battle, and the lines are so clear, and globalism is so obvious. And Junkers is the Nazi family, one of the most rich in Germany, that the royalty in Prussia, the military house of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, took over Luxembourg. He rules it. He's the EU head, threatening military action. Let me shift gears with our guest, Blake Miles. Former Green Beret, engineering and intelligence sergeant, and went on with all his degrees and other work since then. Take too much to go over his 16, 17-year career to cover all that, but highly recommended by a lot of great patriots, and we'll put up his web address and more on screen for folks. What do you make of EU threatening to kick the British basically out of Gibraltar, so now they're threatening war, the Prime Minister is, and the Brits, you say what you want, they don't threaten war unless they're ready to go. This is like Falklands War again. All over EU, Junkers is threatening to attack everybody. Angela Merkel, EU army poses greatest threat to the world. That's Zero Hedge. And then now, this is out of Express, EU could break up the U.S. Junker, the jaw-dropping threat last week. And then now they're threatening the UK. German MEP says European army will not happen thanks to Brexit. I mean, the EU says, oh, you want to leave? We'll just march troops in. And then it's some weirdo Nazi air. It's like, what twilight zone am I in here?
Well, I think it speaks to the fact that they know they're cornered. They know that, you know, their time is short, because it's we gathered, we had the momentum when Trump won, with Brexit, with all these other events that are going on around the world, and more people are waking up, and they don't have the guaranteed win that they had when they thought Hillary was going to be in office. So now, you know, this is their plan B. Their plan B is to create as much chaos and as much strife as possible. And so they can pick up the pieces. It's the same technique that they're running, you know, on a small scale here within the United States, on beating the Russian drum and dividing up everyone who.
I agree. Is the frantic squawking of the Democrats a death throw? Because they are just crazed.
I wouldn't call it a death throw. I think most of them believe it. At the higher up, they don't believe it. Well, at the higher up, they know what's going on. But most of them down below firmly believe that Trump is.
I agree. It's a cult, then. They just are like zombies.
Yeah. And it's there. I think the few that understand the big picture, that aren't fighting against it, they are firmly on the wrong side. And One thing that I've learned is, you know, I think the whole goal and for Satan is to make everyone as miserable as he is for making the wrong choice, and that's the path that that they're wanting to travel right now, and that's what they're working on, actively working towards it.
Well, we know Trump's a stalwart and a great patriot, and I get the fact people that are around him are feel surrounded, so they're kind of trying to hedge their bets. That's the most dangerous move. But communicating to the president, he's got to launch the fireside chats. There's a precedent. He's got to do it. I don't know why he's not. Next time if he calls me again, I haven't talked to him in weeks, I'm going to say, please, and I've missed calls, please launch the fireside chats. Let's talk about what else. You were in psychological operations, obviously, and intelligence. From your research, what do we do? We have the truth. We have the prosperity. We have all these things he's done in just 70 days in, or like 71 days in. What does he need to do next, and what do we need to do? Because he is surrounded. And, folks, this is the battle for everything. Because they're going to go to pure authoritarianism. If they defeat Trump, they're going to go after all of us.
Thank
Which
you
is fine. I'm just trying to spare everybody. Because I'm not worried about it. I'm tired of playing games with these people. Today.